So, good morning, good afternoon, and hello, everyone. Today, we have the privilege of speaking with Mr. Ashish Srivastava, the Chief Commercial Officer of Tritas, a global fintech company. Ashish has more than 17 years of experience in the technology field and innovation. I'd like to welcome you, Ashish. Can you please introduce yourself and your role with Tritas?
Thank you. Thank you, Rudy, for the introduction and this warm welcome. So, to start with, let me talk about myself first and probably about my role. I come from a techno-commercial background, and I've been into more of a tech side of a guy, which includes basically my interest into and also experience into fintech, blockchain, and track and trace technologies. I've been working with Tritas from the foundation days. So I was part of one of the founding member, and it has been a wonderful journey so far with Tritas. As you already mentioned, currently I am working as Chief Commercial Officer, which includes a multiple role. Probably we can discuss further on how we are helping the community when it comes to fintech and trade finance.
Thank you, Ashish. Very interesting. I think you go back a lot with the company. So today's small and medium enterprise SMEs play a significant role in the global economy, and we know how the economy is changing. Technology and digital transformation is, being there. Can you elaborate more on why Tritas is focused on solving such issues faced by SMEs in the trade finance domain? And can you introduce also Tritas in short?
Sure. So, I mean, like you mentioned, SMEs always struggle in getting access to trade finance due to various reasons. It can be due to lack of information or due to lack of visibility or providing more details of what lenders or the kind of trade finance a community is looking for. So we were one of the first movers in this space, and we developed the first kind of platform which was catering exclusively to SMEs, and joining our platform, they go through a complete journey and they get a working capital access in much more easier and a structured way. So that is have been our goal always. And Tritas' core idea again was to bridge cross-border kind of trade finance and the domestic trade finance gaps also. I mean, the platform brings more of a transparency by using blockchain technology as well as other digital transformation, which most of these SMEs needed at a right point of time because they were still struggling to work with the paper-based kind of a model, and it was not easy for them to present either their financials or kind of industry or kind of trade they are into to the lenders. So technically, the platform kind of bridges that gap, and now lenders have a more data to access to make the right decision using the platform. And at the end, it helps SMEs altogether.
Indeed, indeed. Can you introduce Tritas a little bit?
So Tritas, like I mentioned, I mean, started in the year 2018, and the journey is wonderful so far. I mean, we have seen lots of good progress. Back in 2018, when we started with the concept of helping SMEs getting access to the trade finance. But once the platform gained popularity, we started adding many value-added services for our customer. Which is a kind of creating a risk management or a credit scoring model, or providing them access to the trade credit insurance, or helping them doing the logistics support through using the platform for the traders. Or in fact, there were certain payment solutions which we provided to these customers. So in last 5-6 years, we have done a good progress when it comes to trade finance industry. At the same time, we did a couple of acquisitions. We got ourselves also listed through a SPAC listing in 2021. Back in that year, we were kind of gone into a phase which was very exciting for us to get listed in NASDAQ. And then the journey started. So we did a bit of acquisition in the emerging markets such as Middle East. And so far, yes, I mean, everything is going well.
Very interesting. You mentioned NASDAQ. You mentioned trade finance. Can you help us explain for maybe the people that are watching, they understand what's trade finance, but what are you also adding to the trade finance?
So, yeah, a trade finance, I mean, it can be a complex a subject for few people, but we look at it at a very basic thing in terms of understanding. So any kind of financing which companies get during the buying and selling of goods is technically called trade finance. So we try to solve that problem. And by like mentioned, our platform Kratos bring that facility easily for these people. So trade finance, normally, if you see, SMEs used to struggle a lot because they didn't have a direct access to the banks. So they were always looking for an alternate source of funding. So this is what we bring in. And at the same time, funds and the lenders also were looking for getting into emerging markets and looking into several other markets where they didn't have any data visibility in a structured way, which our platform provides. So that is what the trade finance problem we are solving so far, yes.
Very interesting, Ashish. I think there's a lot of innovation there. And then can you talk us about the innovation, which is crucial in the fintech industry? And then how does Triteras leverage the innovation to provide the trade finance solutions tailored, especially for MSMEs?
Right. I mean, yes, I mean, you are correct. Innovation is very, very crucial, not only for fintech, but any kind of industry. And as I mentioned earlier, also, we were the very first mover who adopted the technology such as blockchain and merged it together with the digitization. So our end goal was to how we can help these SMEs and micro SMEs to come on the platform, provide as much as information on the platform and run their business digitally. So it's not only solving the problem of trade finance, but also it solves the problem of the customers' day-to-day operations. Because earlier, they were doing all their operational work either through an email or a spreadsheet or something like that. So data used to get lost everywhere. Now, if they are on a centralized platform, they can just come and put all the data information, make the right decision. They have a proper dashboard there. So all these kind of solutions which are there. In fact, if you talk about the industry grade kind of KYC that is provided on the platform, the marketplace is there where they can meet with each other. Then the credit scoring, like I mentioned, supply chain financing. So all these are available, and that is kind of an innovation we are bringing. And there is a lot more we are working right now, which I can't disclose at this moment on the innovation side. But in coming days or a coming month, we are going to announce some more innovations, which will be part of our platform.
I like the innovation part. I like the one portal for all. And then end of the day, we know one portal, one data, what it can make. Can you give us an overview of the trade finance market? How is it going in the region, specifically in the Middle East for SMEs? For MSMEs, and any upcoming events this year?
Yeah, I mean, as we all know, Middle East is one of the emerging market, and lots of industries are having eye on Middle East, and same for us. And we entered this market almost kind of two years back through an acquisition which we did. And the moment we entered, we have seen a huge demand for our platform. So apart from MSMEs whom we are helping them and providing financing through our platform, we have also seen a good potential opportunities coming from different banks and funds who wanted to white label our solution so that they can run their trade finance business in much easier and a faster way. So that is what we are excited about this market. And in terms of events, we continuously participate in all sort of regional fintech events which happens. And we welcome most of the regional players to come and meet us, whether they are our partners, whether they are customers. So yes, down the line, we have a few events which are lined up in September and October in Dubai and Abu Dhabi.
Great. I'll be looking forward to seeing you in Dubai and Abu Dhabi, knowing how much events are there. And then this is where I think partnerships and alliances can be instrumental in driving growth. Can you share some insight into Three Terrace approach to forming alliances and partnerships in the trade finance ecosystem so that MSMEs can really benefit from those and then grasp the opportunities?
So, yeah, I mean, we also completely believe that partnership when it comes to technology or providing capital, we have been always open, and we have done in past until today also. I mean, we continuously doing lots of alliances and partnership. I mean, if you talk about any sort of tech solution, or if you talk about going and doing a partnership with food aggregators to help their merchants to get a working capital, or if you talk about going to the e-commerce kind of marketplace where we enter and provide capital on the supply chain finance side, then we partnered with payment solution companies so that we can facilitate easier payment for all our customers who are on the platform. So partnerships, we are always open, and we continue to make it, which can help all our customers who are on the platform, as well as it helps us also to innovate our platform by providing these value-added services.
Very interesting. I see there's a lot of benefits coming. Yep. On the platform.
Sorry, just one point. In fact, all our partnership and alliances, we continuously do a public announcement also, and most of them are also available on our website if someone is looking to explore further.
Can you share the website so our viewers, I will share it in the description also.
Yeah, so our website is triterrace.com, www.triterrace.com.
Great. Can you share some success stories, case studies, where MSMEs benefited from Triterrace trade finance solutions? I know there's a lot of successful
use cases. Right. Yeah, I was about to say that we have a lot of success stories. We have lots of case studies. But I will just give an example of one of the recent one, which was through a partnership again with an e-commerce company, and their merchants were probably looking for a supply chain financing. And after that partnership, within a short span of, let's say, 6 months only, we managed to finance more than 100 MSMEs through our platform. So that was one of the very good success story for us, giving and helping 100 of MSMEs just within span of 6 months was a very good. And we continue to look for different kind of partnerships. So there are many more success stories which is going to come also. And in past, of course, we have a lot.
I think this is challenges, right? 100 SMEs, you know, that's a huge number in under six months. So how does Three Terrace handle those challenges? As you said, especially now with cross-border trade, regulatory compliance, it's becoming super complex to operate. What's the secret sauce?
So there is no, I mean, not such of a secret sauce, but like I said, we have done lots of automation. So our platform have lots of automation such as eKYC, and we have credit scoring model. So we fetch information through multiple sources. We have different databases also through which we source all of information, and it really fastens the process. So anybody is getting onboarded, we try to get them on board within 48 hours. We try to look for what kind of capital we can give them. So a lot of things happen in the background, what is happening through the platform. Plus, we have a dedicated team and a workforce which are doing lots of these activities to ensure that everything is going smooth for the end customer. And when it comes to regulatory compliance and all, we have, a dedicated subject matter experts sitting in office. They come with a lots of expertise when you talk about compliance, when you talk about risk, when you talk about legal, So all that they know and they take care of that pretty well. We do also have lots of SOPs, lots of policies in place. So there is a frequent review, there is an audit which happens. So that is how we maintain and be a kind of a good disciplined company.
Very, very good. Thank you, Ashish. Any last words before we end this episode so our viewers can really benefit from?
I'd like to thank you to facilitating this. Also, to people listening to this, probably do visit our website if you are a trade finance. Also, I'm with all of you guys on LinkedIn who are with my name. That is out to us. But yes, reach out and
reach out to Ashish anytime. Make sure follow him on social media. He's available and he's ready to reply. That's something you don't see quite often. So it's triteras.com. Join the movement, join the future of trade finance. Thank you, Ashish, for being our guest today and sharing your insights. Big thanks to our viewers as well for tuning in. You can watch the recording of this episode on YouTube, video channel, podcast, browser, a lot of channels. So until next time, thank you, Ashish. Stay tuned. And as usual, thank you for being here, being with us. Just want one final note about our women, top 25 women in blockchain, fintech, and AI. We are more than happy for launching the second edition. So if you know any lady who is in the Middle East or North Africa, is leading on one of the three industries, please do nominate her. If you are a sponsor, do reach out for this second edition. We are really eager to know who is this year's top 25 ladies in October. Stay tuned for more.